Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Judson Richards and Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio
670 The Score.
He's got to make sure he maintains discipline with his eyes, maintain discipline with what he sees post-snap. Our route runners got to be very detailed and disciplined in how they're doing things, making sure we're at the right depths.
They do well hiding coverages, speaking on Vic, hiding pressures and waiting until the ball is snapped to do a bunch of different rotations and things like that.
They do a great job calling the game, mixing it up, marrying their run game and their pass game. You know, they're highly ranked in a lot of areas, and I don't think it's any accident. They got really good players, and it's a great scheme and a great play caller.
He's like the godfather in a lot of ways. I mean, he's kind of taken the league over in terms of that scheme. I think they do a great job making it muddy. They really do, and I think that's part of the beauty behind what they do.
They're different, but unique in their own ways.
Judson Richards, Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, it's a Black Friday. It's a Bears Friday on 6-7 The Score. Judson Richards here. Gabe Ramirez there. Gabe, it is great to be with you. Not only on a holiday, you and me spending some time together, but we get to do it on a Bears game day as well against the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, both 8-3, believe it or not, Gabe. This is going to be a fun Friday.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? You know, usually on Bears game days, I wake up and all the thoughts are in my head. You know, I got kids, so I can't really talk to them about what my thoughts are on Caleb Williams. So this is great. It's like I actually get to say things out loud to a human being that can understand what I'm saying and actually say something back to me about the Bears for 4 hours. I'm in. I'm in all day.
I will be your human being who will remember turns microphone on. You also can jump in out there. The number 312-644-6767. We will open the phone lines. If you want to get on this, that is the text line as well. You are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Game Day presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. That's right. The Bears at 8-3 and the Eagles at 8-3. We've got a loaded show today. Scott Baer of the Marquee Sports Network will join us at 8 o'clock. Really excited to talk to Jaws. Ron Jaworski, 17 years as an NFL quarterback, almost three decades on ESPN. Ron Jaworski, who covers the Eagles in Philadelphia. He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock. A guy we know well and one that was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, that is Clay Harbor. He will get into this matchup of the Bears and the Eagles with us at 10 o'clock this morning. You know, before we really dive into this, Gabe, it is hard to believe what a difference a year makes.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? What a difference a year makes. What a difference coaching makes. Do you remember, I know you do, Black Friday a year ago and what a day it was in Chicago?
Oddly enough, I was here on 670 The Score, just supposed to do a regular shift, you know, just like a regular, easy, talk about the Bears game from the day before, Bears lose to the Lions. And then sure enough, you know, Mitch Rosen is just like the inflatable arm tube man and just like waving in the background. And we're all like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I had to break the news live on the radio here on 670 The Score. For the first time in Bears history, they fire a coach in the middle of the season. And then like a thief in the night out of nowhere. David Hall rocks through the door, and then David Hall and I end up talking about it for a while. So yeah, it was a.
Oh, you went from solo to co-host.
It was solo to co-host. Yeah. Like I said, I like to bounce things off of people.
Sure,
you know, I really don't like to talk to myself. I start to feel crazy. So David comes in, and then he and I have a very lengthy, interesting conversation prior to Lawrence Holmes coming on, talking about it, and it was shocking, despite the fact that everyone felt that way about Coach Eberflus and the direction of the Bears and where they were headed. It was almost like a sigh of relief for the entire city of Chicago because you knew they were headed in a new direction. You had no idea it was going to be with Ben Johnson, but you knew they were headed in a new direction. So to see where they're at year removed from, and to see coaching, good coaching, actually, yeah, you know, find its way to Hallis Hall and Soldier Field, it feels good as a Bears fan. It's certainly something that I'm thankful for, Judson.
Can we ask Bears fans out there the difference in not just last night or not just last year but years past, how different was the Bears conversation at the Thanksgiving dinner table last night? Like, did you almost find yourself, I mean, you could play some crickets, like, did you almost find yourself with not much to talk about because you didn't have a lot to complain about? Or were you still able to find some things? 312-644-6767. But I mean, think about it, Gabe. I mean, think about how drastically the conversation has changed. I mean, previously, before this season, the Bears had one winning season in 12 years. They had averaged 5 wins over the previous 3 years. And even the times where you could find yourself at 8-3 going back to 2018 or 2012, you know, those years didn't pop and didn't lead to years and years of success. I just, you know, the conversation has so drastically shifted in Chicago, especially with what the offense is doing right now, and we'll get into it, that it's almost, you know, you find yourself maybe trying to get your footing as a Bears fan about what you're seeing currently with this team.
Well, it's brand new, right? It's a different kind of 8-3, where maybe in years past, whether it was Nagy or the likes, it was a Bears team that had found a quick strike gold, right? It wasn't necessarily something that was built up over time. And I think with this particular 8-3, you're looking at it and saying, okay, we're here, but this doesn't seem like the end of it. It feels very much like the beginning.
Yes.
So to try for the first time in my life where I'm visualizing a team that could be good for 5, maybe 10 years, where they're constantly in the playoff hunt, or they've, like, you look at the Eagles, right? And you look at how they've done it. Multiple quarterbacks, right? Foles, Wentz, Jalen Hurts, different running backs, different coaches, different. So they've had different pieces, big pieces, contribute to successes over the course of several seasons. And the Bears are trying to duplicate that. And that's the cool thing where this 8-3 is, where you say to yourself, well, damn, this seems sustainable. This seems like something I can watch for the next several seasons.
The first half against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I just was like, well, Caleb did not have a very good first half. Obviously, when you fumble in the end zone, and it was a terrible fumble because he held onto the ball too long. Like, it's not like, you know, TJ Watt just immediately was on him. I mean, he actually looked around, paused, then found himself in the end zone, then fumbled and virtually handed the defense 7 points. Someone with the team when Mason Rudolph is playing, so the last thing you want is the defense to score. But, you know, you kind of have to gather yourself and go, all right, so Caleb had a bad first half, and here they are with 17 points in their first half on their way to a 31-point performance. Like, how many Bears teams have struggled for 4 quarters to get to 17 points? Even when it doesn't look good, it's still good offensively, which is very new for Bears fans.
Yeah, I mean, to take yourself back to that point, all my Bears fans that are listening right now, even when that happened, as a Bears fan, this is the first time in a while where I saw that moment and thought, yeah, we're good. And that's a new feeling where you're like, okay, Caleb's going to bounce back. And he did, right? And you're like, wow. And then you're watching the two teams, and you, with your eye test, you're saying, the Bears are the better team here. The Bears should win this game. And that is another rare feeling that I haven't had in quite some time. So, again, just new feelings. They're bubbling up, you know, and you start to feel good about it. I mean, I'm curious, you, like, did you feel that way when that happened, or did you think, here it goes?
Yeah, I didn't feel good about that. Okay. You just felt like, because, first of all, I'd somewhat convinced myself that Mason Rudolph was a better option than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow.
Well, just because Rodgers he's getting rid of the ball so quickly right now because he doesn't want to get hit. And Mason Rudolph, when he came in, he was throwing the ball down the field more. And then we know with the Bears secondary is great at takeaways. The Bears secondary isn't necessarily great at stopping yards. However, heading into this game today, there is reinforcements coming. Like, I don't, have you felt a little bit like, you know, if we could just keep the record, whether it's 3 games, 4 games over 500, with the reinforcements that you expect to be coming? Still waiting on TJ Edwards to get back, still waiting for Tremaine Edmonds to come off the IR. But today, I mean, it almost feels like Jalen Johnson hasn't played at all this season. He came back to just get hurt until this stage of the game. But the Bears are getting back Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon going up to up against the defending Super Bowl champs. I feel so much better about their defense, their chances today than I did against that Steelers team.
It's interesting, right, to get newfound riches, that you have a level of success already, and then you're telling me I get Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon back, and I have other defenders, starters, that I could potentially give back as well in the next several weeks. It's just, again, it's like a new place as Bears fans where you don't even want to be overconfident because you're used to being disappointed, right?
No, but I like your confidence. Like, I hear,
I'm confident, yeah.
I mean, for you to say 5 years and 10 years specifically, like, that, yeah, that's what jumped out to me. It's not impossible, is, I think, something that we have to wrap our minds around.
At all.
And we're seeing it.
At all. I mean, you have a quarterback where, you know, the gap between the present and the ceiling is exciting, right? Like that space in between, because, you know, it's still big enough where he can still take a leap. And if you're like, if he can manage the game now and pull out victories in the present, score in the last couple minutes of a half, imagine when he does figure it out, right? When the completion percentage gets higher, when he doesn't want to take sacks, when his legs can't get him out of harm's way, and he has to then lean on those things like older quarterbacks. Obviously, we see that they don't want to get hit. When he gets to that level, like, that's a scary place to be. So, again, those things get you excited. Having second year, third year in an offense, that gets you excited. When you're talking about the defense, right? Younger guys, being able to add to that secondary, to be able to add to that front four, I mean, it's a good – again, you're thinking about the future of the Bears more so than the present. The present gets you excited because they're good, but the future of the Chicago Bears is what really excites me.
And they also – they lead the NFL in takeaways. Like, it's as great as Ben Johnson has been, and we'll get more into Ben in a moment, but Dennis Allen has been doing really, really well with what he's had, with the season they've had, you know, that Nashon Wright has had, and what they've gotten out of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who did not have a job at the time. Like, leading the NFL in takeaways defensively is a big reason why they're sitting in first place. And I don't, you know, I had to kind of go back and look at what happened a year ago with Matt Eberflus. By the way, you didn't mention that, like, he did his press conference on Black Friday.
It was
so
a dirty
you
day.
Probably thought, all right, so this isn't going to be the Bears fire a coach in season for
nobody
the first time,
did.
Right?
It was just, I mean, I think.
I mean, everyone thought, and then he arrived. He's like, hello, I'm on the Zoom meeting. And it's like, all right, I'm here. Oh, I guess he's still around.
Justin, the bigger takeaway for me from that is just, it was the dysfunction of the Chicago Bears. Right. It's like, okay, you let him talk, whatever. It wasn't surprising because you're like, this is what the Bears had been doing. They just couldn't get it right.
Our culture is awesome.
Yeah, and then fortunately, you know, they were gifted a Ben Johnson, somebody that wanted to come here and change the culture. And they got very lucky with that. Right. It wasn't like they sought him out, gave him a bunch of money and won him over. He wanted to come here and he was able to fix the culture and everything else that's happening in Chicago. But again, the bigger takeaway was the dysfunction, because to me, it was the epitome of everything that was going on in Chicago. You just couldn't figure it out. You couldn't make the right decision. You couldn't even tell a guy, hold off on a press conference because you were too concerned that people would know. Who cares? Get him out. Start something new. And there was too much of that going on. And I think to me that I just remember feeling like, what the hell is going on up there in Halas Hall? Like, what are they doing? Do they have the right people making the decisions? But then again, you get lucky, you get Ben Johnson, and then that extends the leash a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, also, what the hell was happening in the fourth quarter of that 23-20 Lions loss last Thanksgiving? Remember, I mean, they ended up losing by a field goal with a timeout. Like, Matt Eberflus still has that timeout in his pocket that he did not lose.
Should I call a timeout?
Eberflus, with that loss, by the way, he fell to 5-17 in games decided by 7 or fewer points. Congratulations, Eberflus. That makes you the worst all time for a head coach that has coached 20 or more games in that scenario. Out of 221 coaches, he is last to get to 5-17. On the flip side of that, Gabe, Ben Johnson is 6-1 in one score games.
Oh,
the Bears have 5 wins when trailing by 2 minutes or less to go. That's not exactly how you draw it up, but we know that you are playing in one-score games. And Ben Johnson, Like, we, you know, the camera caught him the other day against the Steelers where they didn't have the right play in, or Caleb didn't like the play or whatever it was. And the camera went right to Ben Johnson and read his lips. He said, "I am not using a timeout. Run the effing play."
Yeah. And the wrong personnel in there. That's what it was in that particular play. And so Caleb was trying to, but you're right. You love things like that. I mean, and those are the differences, right? I mean, where you're watching Ben Johnson, and in the NFL, majority of games do come down to one score. And you really see the difference in coaching, right? And I think you saw it from the first week with Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears, where there were some fourth down instances. Bears didn't necessarily get it, but I loved the confidence that Ben had to say, no, this is what we're doing. There was no wavering. And I think that, as Bears fans, you love seeing someone, or just in any job, right? It doesn't have to be NFL and coaching. It could be here. It could be whatever job you have, whatever job you're heading to. If you have a leader that is decisive, then you can actually make adjustments from there. But if you spend the majority of the time trying to figure out the right answer, especially in the NFL when time's limited, you have to make immediate decisions. I mean, you're going to see it is difficult. Ask Coach Eberflus to get into it. I remember, Justin, I used to make excuses for him because I'm a meatball. So I'm like, Bears, anybody that has anything Bears on, I support that person. So for
he didn't get a good night's sleep last night.
And I was like, guys, do you think Andy Reid figured things out the first time he coached? No, right? You have to give him some grace. He has to learn these things. And I used to say stupid things like that. And then you see Ben Johnson.
You sound like a guy with young kids. You're offering patience. You have patience.
What a concept, right? Yeah. But you get a Ben Johnson, and you see it kind of play out the proper way. You're holding on to timeouts, using them correctly. You're making good decisions in certain moments and decisive ones. And you're like, wow, this is what it's supposed to feel like. And that's the good feeling that most Bears fans have in the present.
Good morning on your Black Friday. Here's Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards. Tyler Butibaugh holding it down on the other side of the glass there. We are here for you. We are with you all the way until 11 a.m. Also, just a reminder, you can join the score today at the Wall in Gurney Mills Mall. That's at 6144 West Grand Avenue. Olin Kreutz, James Big Cat Williams, and the Mark Grody. They will host our pregame show from 11 to 2, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia. It is all happening at the Wall in the Gurney Mills Mall. That's starting at 11 a.m. today. If you are out and about doing some shopping, Gabe.
I'm jealous, right? I mean, it's the ultimate two birds, one stone. You get to do a live broadcast, and then you got the biggest mall in the Midwest, Gurney Mills, there to just kind of pick and choose whatever it is that you like. So, you know, we're in the studio. We don't have that luxury to be able to knock out some Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, it's also like a high 32, and who knows what the feels like will be with snow coming tomorrow. So if you're getting some shopping in, of course you are. It's Black Friday. Also stop by, see Olin Kreutz, James Big Cat Williams, and of course Mark Grody, as we will lead you up. Basically, the score is with you all the way until kickoff today in what is an enormous game. I'm not in on the house money type thing. Listen, if the Bears lose, they are no longer in first place of the NFC North. This is an enormous game. And I actually feel really good about the Bears' chances today. One of the reasons why, first of all, with the return of Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson, obviously. But when you talk about good coaching, and the Bears are getting great coaching. There's nothing good about it. There is great in what Ben Johnson is doing. From the good, better, best, I feel like every Monday is virtually a good, better, best Monday because the Bears have won 8 of their last 9, to just an offense that is, you know, you have the 6th best total offense. They're number 2 in rushing. I mean, hard to believe the Eagles are 21st in rushing with Saquon.
Good, better, best!
Give me more of that. Inject that into my veins.
Yeah. Good, better, best!
And thank you, and I'm not alone there, but you know, when you have good coaching, and I use this analogy with you earlier, like John Calipari with Kentucky was like, give me the 5 best freshmen that I can have around the country. We may not look great in November. We're going to look really damn good in March.
Yeah.
And from, take Caleb Williams, for example, as we're watching him continue to understand the offense so much more, and there's less pre-snap penalties, and you know, he's getting rid of the ball so much faster, and he's seeing it so much better. Like, from the Steelers game to today, like, great coaching will make you 5 days better. And then they're going to have 9 days, right? They're going to have a couple extra days to go up against the Green Bay Packers. Like, he will be that much better, and so will the offense by the time you get there. Like, the reason why I think the Bears team, are they great? Have they been great? Who they've beaten probably wouldn't allow you to think that. But I just know that the October team is not as good as the November team. And I just don't think the November team is going to be as good as the December team is. And that's great coaching.
Yeah, and then Ben Johnson said that. Right. We're going to be playing our best football in December. Yeah. And I think he understands it. And we've seen it.
Yeah.
Right. To your point, Judson, we've seen this Bears team operate at a higher level. I remember the first game of the season where I thought to myself, wow, Caleb Williams looks like he has the ultimate command of this offense. You saw him coming up to the line, knowing where people were supposed to be. Some guys were in the wrong spots. He just had this command that you felt. But then, just like most things, you know, like golf, I think, you know, you can feel like you're decent in the beginning and then you learn a couple more things and get worse. And I think that's what happened with the Bears. They had that little dip, but then all of a sudden you see it in the present and it is operating at a higher level. We see Caleb this past week. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I do have a better command of this offense. I do understand how it's to go, where the ball should move, what I should be checking out of. And it is cool to see in real time because this is a Bears squad. You've seen even the weapons themselves, right? Whether it's Colston Loveland, right? Kyle Manungai, guys contributing that might not have been contributing at the beginning of the season because the playbook has opened up a bit more. So, again, you're seeing a team come into its own in real time while having success, which is the craziest part.
Right.
Right. Usually you have bumps and bruises and you're learning along the way, but this is a squad that has something to look to on Mondays and say, listen, we didn't play our best. Like you mentioned Caleb Williams, right? Playing better in 5 days from now, or excuse me, you know, 9 days from now, from today. This is a guy who's been upset the last two victories afterwards. The game against the Steelers.
Who does that remind you of, Gabe?
That's a good one. Who does that remind you of?
I'll tell you who it reminds me of.
Who?
It reminds you of his head coach.
Okay.
Who always looks pissed after wins.
Okay.
Yeah, and on the sideline. Yeah, I feel like Caleb Williams and this, first of all, I'm a huge Ben Johnson fan, right? So if someone on that team is turning in to Ben, there's no one else I'd want it to be than Caleb.
Yeah.
Right? Like isn't he picking up his mannerisms as his head coach?
Yeah.
And not just his playbook.
And you've seen it. You see it in the press conferences, right? Where he is repeating the deliverables of Ben Johnson. And I think that's a team wide thing. It's a blanket over the entire team where everyone's buying into the same concepts. But again, you know, we talked about this, you know, off the air, you and I, Judson, where when Caleb Williams, who has been coached by some of the best coaches in football, had some you know, obviously Heisman winner, high praise, high success, to come into the NFL, to have your first year ruined, let's call it what it is, mm-hmm. by Coach Eberflus, you could have been kind of skeptical. And then to have a guy come in like Ben Johnson to coach you hard, tell you where you're making errors, it could have been a moment where he could have pushed back. But this is a guy who wants to be great. And again, when you have a guy who's had success in the league in Ben Johnson, if you're Caleb Williams and your job is predicated on the success of the offense and an offensive-minded coach comes in, you do want to gravitate towards someone like that who has success because you've yet to have that in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I'm the best coach in America.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Right? Yeah. When was that? I don't even remember that. He's become so direct and just straightforward. But I'm always, you know, he does like the good, better, best, and then he just turns it off when he steps in front of the media postgame to answer those questions because he's not happy with how they've won. He has completely changed the expectations.
Yeah.
And I think, and you're watching it kind of pour out of his quarterback with the way that he talks to the media as well. Bears fans, we want to hear from you. I want to know, like, do you find this game to have incredible magnitude behind it? I'm telling you, if the Bears beat the Eagles on national television today, at least national prime television, where you're going to be at home and we know there will be millions and millions of people watching, the Bears are going to go from a nice story to maybe the top storyline in the NFL, and your head coach is going to be getting discussed regularly about Coach of the Year. Do you see this as a house money kind of game? We're happy to be here, happy to be 8-3, and thinking more about division games? Or does this feel like an enormous game and one that hasn't felt this big in years? 312-644-6767. Gabe, let's talk about the other team a little bit. Wait until you hear what one former Eagle said about the season that Saquon Barkley is having. And how about a little Ben Johnson versus Vic Fangio in the matchup? Are the Bears catching the Eagles at a terrible time today or actually a great time? We'll dive into that next. You're listening to 6-7 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
We gotta go respond. We didn't do that. We gotta go respond. We gotta do a better, job putting teams away. And we didn't do that, and I definitely didn't help. Usually, you know. Obviously, last year, you know, the games, I was a big part of that. Been kind of non-existent this year. So I got to figure it out for the team. I'm looking at it right.
All right, that was the voice of Saquon Barkley having nothing like the year he had last year. I'm Judson Richards. He is Gabe Ramirez. It is a Black Friday. It is a Bears game day. The 8-3 Bears will take on the 8-3 Philadelphia Eagles in Philly as the Eagles coming off of giving up 21 points. It's the first time, Gabe, they've given up a 21-point lead for a loss in 25 years, only done it four times in franchise history, so we can discuss whether that's a good sign for the Bears heading into that, catching them reeling perhaps, or is this going to be, you know, redemption? I think they're doing a blackout in Philadelphia. They're wearing their black uniforms. But Saquon Barkley, a couple numbers on Saquon. 2,005 yards rushing last year. This year, through 11 games, 680 yards. He's only had one game where he has had 90 yards or more. And had 22 yards total in that loss against the Dallas Cowboys. Jason Avant, former Philadelphia Eagle. This is what Jason Avant said on NBC Sports Philadelphia about the season Barkley is having.
When it comes to Saquon, somebody has to say this. Somebody has to say it. He's running like he's satisfied. Saquon is running the ball like he's satisfied. Even when he catches the ball out of the backfield. I was taught as a receiver, we're pretty. We get out of bounds. Running backs, you go and make yards. You make a guy miss and you continue to play. When it comes to the running back position, Saquon is catching the ball and stepping out of bounds, trying not to get hit, going underneath tackles. He is not running like he is ready and hungry for it. He's running like he's been satisfied. I won my Super Bowl. I got my money. Let me take this year off. Saquon, you have to step it up. He just has to.
Yeah. And how long have you noticed that he's been running the ball like that?
He's been timid. He's more timid than what we've seen. And that's why people are saying Tank Bigsby is because they notice a hungry running back and a guy that's a little satisfied.
Gabe, the
wow,
the Bears 8-3, a little different than the Eagles 8-3.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I was telling this to somebody yesterday. I said, or Spiegel. I was talking to Spiegel. I filled in for Lawrence Holmes on Wednesday. I said, you know, in soccer, sometimes, you know, there's a tie, and one team will feel like they lost. Right, the better team that tied will feel like they lost, and then the worst team will tie and be like, we tied the good team. And I said, you know, that's kind of how you'll feel, you know, today, where it's like, you know, you see these things kind of happening where Bears are 8-3, but if they lose or if it gets close or if they win, they're like, oh, damn, look what we did. And the Eagles will be more disappointed in a loss or a close game than anything else. You know, you were mentioning the Dallas game. Yeah, I watch a lot of the games. You know, shout out to the NFL app. They got the condensed games in like 30 minutes. So I go back and watch it all. I binge watch every game. And, you know, that game will never happen again for the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Where they fumble the ball as many times as they did. Saquon's going to have a fumble, the return kick for a fumble, and then just like fall apart completely and put 0 points on the board in the second half. I wanted them to win so that they could have overlooked the Bears and been overconfident, and then maybe the Bears could have caught them on a bad day.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be locked in. I think they're like Saquon's going to be locked in, not just because of what Jason Vaughn said, but I think just because of the bad game he had. I think A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, they had a really good game last week. They could build off of that. And I think the defense as well, right, where they gave up the lead in the second half, I think they're going to be locked in. So the Bears are going to face a team that is prepared, not one that's going to overlook them. So it's going to be a true test for this Bears team, for sure.
It certainly is. We'll get to these phones in just a moment. We've asked you out there, how are you framing this game as a Bears fan? Do you feel like you're playing with some house money, a bit unexpected or where you are? Or is this like, hey, we're playing for seeding right now, heading towards the playoffs for a team that's 8-3 and atop the NFC North? By the way, you got to win to hold on to the top of the NFC North with the Packers beating the Lions yesterday. But the Eagles, you know the big difference between the Bears and the Eagles this year at 8-3? Their resume. Right? The Bears have beaten the Steelers, and now I'll add in the Cowboys because now they're above 500, although they've made a couple moves at the trade deadline and their team has gotten much better. But the Bears have virtually beaten up on teams under 500. The Eagles have beaten the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers, and the Lions.
Mm.
Right? I mean, it really comes down to the resume.
And held the Lions and the Packers to under double digits, which is even more impressive.
Yeah. But I will say this, though, the Bears have the sixth total offense in the NFL, the Eagles have the 24th. They are operating very, very differently when it comes to their offenses. Let's go to the phones. 312-644-6767. John is with us on the south side on 6-7 of the Score. Hey, John, what's going on?
Good morning, Gabe. Good morning, fellas.
What up, John?
I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, John. Back at you.
All right. Yeah, nah. For me, this game is the prove-it game for the Bears. For all the national media darlings, former Patriots that are on ESPN, NBC, CBS, wherever. This is the game where the Bears need to come out, like you guys said. I don't want a close game. I don't want one of these prove-it games where it's, okay, we get close, but we don't win. Let's go out and win this game, and this will be the game. If we go any further and get into the playoffs and make a deep run, all these national media guys, all the Bears proved it then, because now there's nobody that believes in the Bears nationally. It's all a local thing on us here, fellas.
You know, John, I think the cool thing is that I think all Bears fans believe that they can win, right? Where maybe in years past, you're hoping for a victory. Where this one, you're saying like, all right, I would like them to win, but I really think they can. I could see, you can visualize the script on how this thing can happen.
John, you feel confident?
I feel very confident.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Ben Johnson guy. I'm a Caleb guy. I feel very confident in our O-line. Baby, let's beat Philadelphia today.
I like it.
Good stuff, John. Let's go back to the phone. 312-644-6767. Andy is with us in Wisconsin. Hey, Andy, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, hope you had a great Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas coming up.
Love it.
Back at you, Andy.
You know, guys, I used to be, playing with house money type thing. You know, until this really started going, and let me explain to you. Like right now, I'm writing reviews for my guys. You know, for year end, and one is it does not meet five is sometimes exceeds consistently exceeds expectations. Right now, I got the Bears at a four. Sometimes exceeds expectations. When I look at what they have done, what this coaching staff has done, I mean, you look at the Packers when LaFleur came in, all that groundwork was already set. I mean, it was there. He had Rodgers. He had the culture. Ben Johnson and the staff have turn this Titanic of a mess that well we had said. For years
yep.
that fast. And so I am all in, man, and I absolutely 100% believe they could beat anybody, let alone the Eagles, guys.
Andy, how do you think they can win? Like, if they're going to win, the game will have to look like what for the Bears?
So what I'm thinking here, guys, is stick with the run. And I know sometimes, you know, we get away from it, but stick with the run. And Caleb staying on point like he did with the throws against the Steelers. But, you know, make a few more. But stick with those two, because now we're getting our guys back in the secondary. We're still thin at linebacker. But I think with those two recipes, you're going to beat the Eagles.
You know, it's interesting. Had the chance to talk to Olin Krutz the other day, and I asked him, I said, are the Bears in a better position to win if it is a dogfight, low-scoring dogfight, or if it's a high-scoring shootout? And he spoke to the former in saying that, you know, the Bears just need sustained drives, keep the Eagles off the field, play yep. some bend-don't-break defense, and then that way they could find themselves in a position to win. You know, the Eagles have one of the top red zone offenses in the NFL. Yep. And so the Bears obviously hovering towards the bottom. So that's going to be an interesting thing. Can the Bears have a bend, don't break mentality, especially with the addition of Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon? And then the continued successes of guys like Montez Sweat, right, playing well for his position. So it's going to be interesting to see what it looks like. But I would love to see like 3 8-minute, 12-play drives from the Bears that result in 7 points as opposed to field goals, because I think that to me is the recipe for success. Long drives, touchdowns, and keeping the Eagles off the field, and hopefully your defense can kind of just step up to the moment.
By the way, I meant to check the weather. Tyler, could you give us a weather report when you get a chance? Because I think it could be really windy in Philadelphia, which obviously could affect the game from a passing standpoint. And great call by Andy. From a house money thing, Gabe,
yeah.
Screw house money.
Okay.
The Bears started a rebuild when they traded Roquan Smith. In fact, Ryan Poles reset this thing when he traded Khalil Mack. Like, how many years ago was that?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you have to end up with the number one overall pick where you recognize, okay, we're thick in the rebuild? Meaning that the team, albeit Ben Johnson is new, the rebuild in itself and the players, because you're getting closer and closer to having to pay Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
So the time is now. I understand that Ben Johnson is just really getting started of how he wants to build this program. And part of it will have to do with more drafted players that fit in his system, right? And free agency to fill cracks and fill gaps. But the time is much more closer to now than we think. And the Bears, there should be no thought about house money. This should feel like a very winnable game for the Bears, with how much better their offense has performed than the Eagles' offense has. Like, they should feel so much better from that side of the ball.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you're looking at this Bears team, I think, again, we talked about this a second ago, when the wins come along with the bumps and bruises, that's when the level of believability increases. And I think that's where the Bears are at right now, where maybe in the beginning they were winning ugly games, like, oh, damn, I'm not sure about this. But then when they pile those up, it's like, oh, we found different ways to win. Wait, we're that team. We're the team that we can beat you different ways.
Yeah.
We can, you know, it might be a drag down, knockout, whatever the phrase goes, you know, kind of a game. Or I might need to put up 31 I did against the Steelers. And I think that's
a shootout against the Bengals versus a Josh Blackwell blocked field goal against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling to have. And I think that's what gives the Bears the confidence. Like, okay, we can do this. We might not have the most talented team in the NFL, but we have a team that plays well together, right? The offense, defense, special teams. And hopefully, you know, I think they can win this game. The Eagles are good, whatever. But any given Sunday,
we've
seen it. I definitely
would take the points. Is it still a 7-point spread?
7-point spread.
Come on. Some weather for me. Are we dealing with a lot of wind in Philadelphia today?
We are. It's looking at 44 degrees right at kickoff and about 20 mile per hour winds.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Football weather, baby.
Yeah. 20 mile per hour. Do you know how a football is affected by 20 mile per hour winds?
Got to run the ball.
Well, you know, Saquon, it's like a part of me is like, you can't start Saquon on your fantasy team because of how bad he's playing. But also, I feel like as soon as you say Saquon isn't going to run the ball well, he's going to rush for 200 yards, right? Like, there's a part of me, with the way Philadelphia is talking about Saquon Barkley this week, I'm a little worried about him.
It might be a game where Nick Sirianni's like, all right, let's feed the beast. Let's get him back on track, right? I mean, the Bears' run defense isn't the greatest. So, I mean, again, you're going to find your spots. I know they're going to try to go over the top still, even if Jalen and Kyler are there. Try to go over the top. It's one of the weaknesses of the Bears' defense. But they're going to pound the rock. You got Saquon Barkley going to pound the rock. Yep. Whether it didn't work the last 9 weeks or not, you're going to give him the ball.
Let's go to Billy in Plano. I think he's got a really interesting point here. Hey, Billy, what's going on? You're on 6-7 The Score.
Hey, how you doing now?
We're doing well, Billy.
So good. Yeah, I was calling in. I believe the Bears are going to win. I believe that Philadelphia is divided right now, and we all know a house divided cannot stand. And their offense is at odds with each other, whether they want to say it or not. And the Bears are we're playing with house money right now. We really literally have nothing to lose right now. We're not even supposed to be here right now, and we're here. And that's my opinion on that.
Billy, do you think that's the Bears' opinion on themselves, though?
Say that again.
Do you think that's the Bears' opinions on themselves? Like, are they approaching with house money?
No, that's not the Bears' opinion. All right. Think that's what we feel here in Chicago. Like, man, we're way ahead of the game, and we have nothing to lose. So let's go out and play. Let's just put it all on the line, and I think we're going to beat them because they are divided. Saquon is not the Saquon from last year. The wide receiver is he's at odds with the team because the quarterback's not getting him the ball.
Yeah.
The offensive coordinator's not for some reason they're not getting the ball to their wide receivers and their tight ends. So I think we have a great chance of winning this game. I think the Bears are the better team on the field for his offense today.
That's where we're at. Wait, hold on. Time out, guys. I'm the meatball. Is that where we're at, that we're just confidently saying the Bears are better than the Eagles? Like, is that where we're at right now?
What part of 8-3 do you not understand, kid?
Come on. You just told me the strength of victories that they had. Like, listen, I'm here for the Bears being good, right? But to say confidently that the Bears, you know, can be in a Super Bowl conversation this year is, I mean, a little far-fetched, right? And I think this would be a good game. I do have a level of believability that there are avenues for the Bears to win this game. But to say it confidently like that, come on, let's not get heartbroken. You know what I mean? Let's not do that.
Billy, thanks for the phone call. Let's stick with that. 312-644-6767. Good or great? And how drastically will your opinion of a good team versus a great team for the Bears change if they beat the Eagles today? By the way, speaking of house divided, Ron Jaworski. That dude, 27 years I watched that man break down some ESPN quarterback play. Also took the Eagles to the Super Bowl in 1980, 17 years as an NFL quarterback. Ron Jaworski, a.k.a. Jaws, will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Is this the perfect time to get the Philadelphia Eagles? Also, Scott Baer of the Marquee Sports Network from Philadelphia will join us coming up in just about 15 minutes. But again, how drastically will your opinion change of this Bears team if they get a W today against the Philadelphia Eagles? He is Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards with you on game day on a Black Friday on 6-7 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fourth down, 28 seconds left. Steelers trying to get organized. Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws, and it's tipped at the line of scrimmage. It's over. The Bears defense comes through. Jaquan Brisker. Watch how high Jaquan Brisker gets. On this tip, he jumps way up in the air and gets a hand on it, levitates, and ends the game.
That was a call on CBS as the Bears won their fourth in a row. The Bears have won 8 of their last 9 as they get set to take on the Philadelphia Eagles today at 8-3. The Eagles also 8-3. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric football game day presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. He is Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards with you all the way until 11 o'clock this morning. We'll get back to the phone calls in just a moment. Good versus great, Gabe. We agree on good. How much would that change today with the win against the defending Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia Eagles?
It wouldn't. It wouldn't. I'd still think they're a good team. I don't think they're a great team.
Would you get to grr? I mean, would you, you know,
that's,
I mean,
that's a good one. That's
would
a good
you,
one.
Would you arrive at very good?
I'd be like, eh.
I mean, 9-3, winning on the road.
Listen, there's been a lot of good teams that have won.
They would have won 10, 11
games, Judson. A lot of good NFL teams that have won that many games and then falter in the playoffs to great teams. And so I think if the Bears win, it'll just be a testament of the season and the coaching and the buy-in from the squad. But great. There's only a handful of those every season in the NFL. It's kind of like the Patriots, right? Do you think the Patriots are great at 10-2? No, you think they're good. I don't think they're great yet. They're not there yet.
Can great only be earned in the playoffs?
Yes. Yes, because you can be undefeated.
By getting to the playoffs or winning in the playoffs?
No, winning in the playoffs. Because if you could be a dud if you're 12-5 and then you lose in the playoffs in the first round.
So no such thing as a great regular season team?
No, that's not. That's a great pushback on that. Because you can say the Patriots were a great regular season team, right? Great regular season team. They still lost in the Super Bowl, obviously, to the Giants, but... It's a good question. Good debate. I like it. I'm not there yet. My heart's not there yet. Listen, let me be very clear. Like most Bears fans, we want to dive in the deep end with this team. We want to be sitting on the floaty, drinking a mimosa, saying, we made it. But we're cynics and we're skeptical, and I think that we can't just fully give our hearts completely to the present.
I say dive in. 312-644-6767. Is Jim from Philadelphia? Oh boy. All right, Jim, I think, let's go to Jim in Philly. Jim, have you been listening into the Chicago conversation about today's game?
Here we go. Yeah, I have. Spying on the enemy.
Oh, I like it, Jim.
So, I'm just curious, you know, what you guys have to say, to be honest.
House divided, Jim. It's a house divided. This is the perfect time to get the Eagles,
and
Jim.
I don't buy it. I look forward to what Jaws has to say. You know, if you listen to Philly sports, it's, you know, the offensive line's banged up. Saquon's not what he used to be. I really feel like it starts with the coaching staff down. A lot of people have been hard on the offensive coordinator. But I think Jalen's just holding back. He's conservative. I feel like they got his hands tied. That's my concern. But unfortunately, when you watch football, you don't get a full view of the
Jim,
field.
So, Jim, do you have no concern about the Eagles beating the Bears today?
I don't.
But you just said how anemic your offense has been, and the Bears is operating as the sixth best offense in the NFL this year. Like, this is what is so different in Chicago.
You're going to run the ball. I hope you run the ball. We're gonna put this linebacker core right up on your line too. So I don't think you'll be on the field very long. And I just heard your weather report.
Well, you know what, Jim? I hope you guys run the ball because you have the 21st ranked rushing offense in the NFL. The Bears are second.
Careful what you wish for.
We're not going to run. I don't think they're going to run the ball. I think Jalen's going to take the gloves off today. I really can't wait to hear what Jaws has to say. There's maybe three people in all of Philly you can listen to be honest with you, and he's one of them.
Oh, I love that. So, Jim, we appreciate you. Please stick with us. Stick with all us all the way.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's been fun.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. So Philadelphia loves our show. And I also think, you know, there's comfort in his voice about the Bears. About the Bears. Coming to Philadelphia, this ain't your brothers. This ain't your dad's Bears.
I like it.
Right?
You're right.
It's not, offensively speaking.
Not the same old Bears like Caleb and the gang says. I like it.
And speaking of Jaws, the great Ron Jaworski will join us coming up in 1 hour. Is it a house divided in Philadelphia? We will ask Jaws at 9 o'clock. But coming up next, we will go to Philadelphia yet again. Scott Baer of the Marquee Sports Network. We will ask him, how much will Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon actually play today against the Philadelphia Eagles? Hour number two, coming up on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.